podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So on Friday, Jeremy and I were talking about this thing where the word fantasy came up, and I was laughing about that. I said, you know, I remember when I was a kid, there was a fantasy that I had, and I went probably until I was 35 before I ever told anybody about it, because I didn't want people to think I was some flipping weirdo, that I was some sort of violent, because I'm not a violent person. So, but you guys want to know what my fantasy was?
Yes.
Was as a kid, I would go walking through these big department stores and stuff, which today is, you know, Target and Walmart, something like that.
Sure.
And I would look around, I'm there with my mom walking down the aisle, and I thought, wow, look at these row after row of stuff. What if you got in here after they were closed and you had like a golf club or a baseball bat? You could just go around and just destroy it.
Yes, just go to town.
And I found out that Jeremy has the same had the same fantasy.
Same fantasy, but it was in a certain department. Like if you go to, what was it, Foley's at the time or Macy's?
May D&F.
Yeah, Monkey Wards. the china, the fine china department, the plates and the glasses, and just get in there and just beating the crap out of everything, smashing everything in sight. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
You could hear the sound even. As a kid, you heard the sound of it all.
Smashing, just throwing the plates like Frisbees. And
so some of you are listening to this, you're going, oh, I'm not going to invite Dom to my house. No, see, the thing is.
Hide the china, honey.
I think it's important. I have a very well-developed sense of imagination when I was a kid, and so I could just live it all in my head, and I've never done anything like that in my adult life, and I'm not going to snap and go into Target and start destroying things. Okay. But as a kid, I had that destructive fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as an adult, my fantasies are completely different. And you got to take all the sexual ones, put those out of the equation for just a moment. My fantasy as an adult is that I just want to get my car and drive off.
Mm-hmm. And just disappear?
Disappear.
Yeah.
And just live on the road for the rest of my life, which would be very expensive.
He's on the lam.
Yeah. But that, you know, the destructive fantasy. So I asked Chris a few minutes ago, what are your fantasies? And I'll be damned if you didn't give me a blank look and say, you don't have any fantasies.
Yeah, that's right. And I think your fantasies are a little destructive. I'm just saying. I'm glad. Maybe you weren't allowed to express yourself as a child.
We knew we weren't going to. Like, there was never any fear that Jeremy nor I would go into a store and start destroying all the china.
Yeah, I'd get a whooping.
Well, right. No, when you asked me that, I did. I just stared at you with this blank, stupid stare because I never thought about it. And when I did think about it, when you asked me, I was like, yeah, no.
But I'm you have no much... fantasies at all. And that is strikes me as sad in some way.
Oh.
Like, you know, vacation fantasies or...
Well, I mean, if you ask me, do you want to go on vacation to a beach?
That's
I'd be like, yes.
Thing.
But do I sit around and think about stuff like that? No. Mm-mm.
So
no.
You have no fantasy Weird. Life in your head?
No. No, huh. I'm living now. I'm in the now. I'm in the moment.
Well, I know. Okay. That's great. I can live in the now, too, but I can still have a fantasy.
Well, I'm going to try it.
Like, I'd like to leave right now.
I'm going to try it today. You may have changed my... No, because...
I don't think you can change the way you are.
Well, but...
Like, if you don't have fantasies, then that's something that's wired in you.
You got some sort of chemical imbalance, I think.
You can't borrow other people's fantasies.
I've been let down so many times, Dom. I've just given up.
Fantasy
I don't
disappointment.
Even fantasy anymore. Right. No, that's not true.
You know, a healthy fantasy life is it's actually good for your brain to have those.
You tied in fantasy and imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads to like goal setting and how do I get
vision
to that
boards.
Beach that I yeah, vision boards and stuff like that. So I'm
is
going
that up there
I'm going to
daydreaming?
Try.
Is daydreaming a
sure.
Okay. You don't daydream?
But daydreaming a fantasy is a recurring daydream, I believe. Like my fantasy of wanting to get in the car and just disappear.
Right.
I told you, Jeremy, one of these days.
You're going to do it.
After 20-something years on this morning show, one of these days, listeners are going to tune in and I'm going to be gone.
Crickets.
And Brenda, our general manager, is going to be calling, where the hell's Dom? What's going on? And I'm just going to be
sorry,
gone.
He just left. He's going to be expensive, though.
But I've had that fantasy since I was about 30 years old. So it's not like I'm going to do anything about it.
What are you running from, Dom?
Oh,
let's explore this a little bit more. Yeah, what's going on?
Who
in
cares
that
about
noggin?
Chris not daydreaming? Where are you running
what's
from,
going
buddy?
On with you?
Is everything okay at home?
It's about 19 kids. That's a joke.
Wow, you're shooting low. That's a little
a
higher.
Joke.
Daddy,
are we the only people who have destructive fantasies?
I don't know.
Or
I
had them.
Think more people do. Like my current one, we've talked about it on the show before. Is going like 75 miles an hour on the highway in my truck, just cruising along on the highway and just looking down at my shifter there in the middle and just dropping it into reverse, going 75 on the highway.
What would happen?
Just to see what the heck would happen to the truck.
Have there been studies done that shows what happens?
I don't know. I don't know if it would flip it up in the air.
I mean,
if
have
it would
the just Mythbusters go, guys done anything like that? I don't know.
It minds a lot of vehicle stuff. Like, I want to know what it's like to get rolled in a car, like just to roll it and be inside or hit things with the car. I just, it's weird.
Do
you want to be a crash dummy?
Yeah, I kind of do.
I dated a woman once who told me that her fantasy, if she ever went to the top of a high rise or she was up on a big tall bridge, her fantasy was to jump off.
Oh, my.
Just yeah, she said one time she was on top of the Empire State Building and she wanted to climb the fence and jump over. That was her fantasy. Now, she doesn't have a death wish. It's just, and she doesn't sit all day and think about killing herself. But for some reason, if she's up somewhere high, her fantasy is to jump off.
Just to know what that feels like.
Which the also, in a way, fall. Is, yeah, and it's a, that's a destructive fantasy yes. also. Mm-hmm. You're destroying yourself.
Oh, my God.
If we asked our listeners to be honest and call right now and share your destructive fantasy, you know, voicing it is probably be very healthy because most people probably have never told anybody these things.
Sure.
You know, we don't want it. We don't want to pull the curtain aside. We don't want to show people what's going on. We want to keep it all just tucked inside. So if you call right now, we will help you. This is a therapy session at no charge.
We'll untuck it for you.
That's a different fantasy.
Oh, sorry.
So we're talking about destructive fantasies that you might have had through your life. I can tell you, the calls are good, and the social media messages are pretty good. Alan wrote, my fantasy was always to drive over gas pumps at full speed. You see that in the movies, right?
Yeah,
somebody be
you
out
do.
Of control and something like that. Right now, our leader so far is Chrissy, who wrote, I still have a fantasy of blowing up Cinderella's castle at Disney World.
Oh, man.
Chrissy, were you never the little princess?
Is poor that kids.
What the problem is? Here's Judy on the line. Good morning, Judy.
You got to hit it again, buddy.
Where is she?
Uh-oh, is
Here
it
we go.
Stuck? There you
hey,
go.
Judy.
Yes.
So what is your destructive fantasy?
Well, before I tell you, I just want to say that I'm the kindest, most gentlest, compassionate, nonviolent person you would ever want to meet.
All right. Nice disclaimer. And now having said that.
Murder and or aggravated assault.
Aggravated assault, you say.
A couple biggies there.
Do you think it's because you're repressing so many of your feelings? And you're outwardly such a sweet, kind person that your psyche is screaming for some sort of release?
I think that's possible.
Who? Anybody specific? You got them lined up?
No, just various people, you know, husbands, bosses.
Yeah.
Yeah, salespeople.
The biggies. Oh, just sales the general, people. Yeah. Okay.
What? I'd have to look this up again. I used to know this. The difference between assault and aggravated assault. Jeremy, do you know what the difference is?
I don't.
Is? But Judy's going all the way with aggravated, so.
Yeah, I think you use a weapon.
Oh, okay.
Listen, good luck to you. And don't you feel better for telling us?
I do. I feel much better.
That's what I think this is all about. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, it says aggravated's a little more serious than just regular assault. Assault can be a shove.
Oh,
I guess.
Oh,
and then aggravated, you hit them with a tire iron.
Oh, my God. Hello, Jill.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So here's where I'm kind of happy to see that the calls are not from men. The calls are actually from women who are having destructive fantasies.
Well, mine is not really destructive. It's more malicious. I'm a fourth grade teacher, and, you know, like Judy, I'm kind, I'm compassionate. Mm-hmm. But when I see a student running down the hallway, I just have this urge to stick my leg out and trip him and see him go flying.
Face plant. Oh, that's fantastic.
It's really funny.
It's going to be so hard to not do that.
And then I can say, see what happens when you run?
This is why we don't run in school.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would imagine the school board would have something to say about that. But
they might have, they might not look kindly on that.
I think the rest of us would silently cheer you.
Or they'd get it. Yeah, we get it.
Jill, have a fun day.
Thanks, you as well.
Enjoy the sunshine. So, yeah, and Annie, what was the one that hung up?
Yeah, Annie called in, and she said she loves going to quiet places like library, and then she just wants to scream in there when it's just anywhere quiet. She wants to scream. And then Courtney on Facebook says, you know those little expensive wine glasses that are really, really thin glass? I've always wanted to just take a bite out of them. Start crunching away. That's weird.
I think what we're finding from this is that everybody is kind of repressing these types of fantasies. Nobody wants to talk about them.
Yeah.
And now you find out that you're not alone. So
we've all got them.
Little public service from our show.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.